Start tonight, of course, with the carryout. This, the segment where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan has asked a court in downstate Illinois to overturn the ruling that lets state workers get paid during the budget impasse. Madigan says the lack of a state budget is hurting social service agencies and vendors aren't getting paid. You know what? I like this. If you stop paying workers, it forces lawmakers to make a deal by a deadline. Governor Rauner and state Republicans are very upset, saying this is a partisan play by someone who shares the same last name as the speaker. They say budget negotiations shouldn't be rushed. Really? You mean that thing that is usually done annually by everyone else in the free world, but you guys couldn't get it done in almost 2 years? Sure. I don't know. Treat February like the state depends on it. How about that? For once. There's some things that should always be on deadline, right? I mean, state budgets are one of them. Imagine if the lightning round and the family feud didn't have a time limit. Name an animal that produces milk. A cow? Try again. What would it be? A lamb? It could be a lamb. I wonder if a sheep. Does sheep do milk? You know what? Let me think about this and get back to you. See, ruins the whole game. Also, it's really not partisan because AFSCME, the union that represents state workers, they're super mad at Lisa Madigan too. Why? Because they don't believe that our lawmakers will actually get a deal done. Let that sit in. We have a judge and the biggest union in the state that don't have any faith in our government to do their job. That's pretty telling. And if you're the attorney general, whose job it is to protect the consumers, you're delinquent if you don't force them to a deal. Jeez. In other news, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by phone today to de-escalate tensions from this week's brouhaha between the two allies. Trump's building a wall and suggests taxing Mexico imports to pay for it, which just means that that avocado that you get, it'll be $14. And Mexican protesters are urging a boycott of American companies like Coca-Cola, Starbucks, and Walmart. Not Walmart. But the two leaders spoke and came to an understanding that, well, they're just not going to talk in public about it anymore. You know, oh, right, it's the media's fault. The media doesn't understand what the administration says. Well, not what they say, what they mean. I mean, they understand the words, but they don't understand what the administration really wants. What they really meant. Oh, God. Reporting on the Trump administration is like trying to decipher your tween. Leave me alone. No, don't leave me alone. God. Then tonight, Trump signs a few more executive orders, and after reluctantly releasing the actual verbiage to the media, he is limiting the number of refugees coming in from specific Muslim countries and excluding all Syrian refugees. But he says he's going to give preferential treatment based on religion, i.e., if you're a Christian. So, I don't know, look for terrorists to carry Bibles and dress like Pat Robertson from now on. So if someone knocks on your door and says,
yes, I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, do you?
Probably a terrorist. Also, this is about keeping, and this is about eliminating terrorists, but as I've pointed out, the ban doesn't include Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. You know, the two countries that have produced almost all the terror attacks we've ever known. Hopefully Sean Spicer can yell at the media when we ask him why. The March for Life was today in Washington, D.C. It's an annual protest for those who are pro-life, usually on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the rally, promising to defund abortion clinics and redirect resources for women's health, which is really code for defunding Planned Parenthood and funding pro-life pregnancy clinics. He also promised that Trump would nominate a Supreme Court judge next week. His big quote, life is winning. Wow, is that a quote from Truman or is that Roosevelt? Wait, Lincoln? Oh, Charlie Sheen. Cool. No, got it. Great. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson kind of passed out today at a press conference about Chicago violence. I mean, wouldn't you if you had to deal with all this? But tonight he told us that he does have kidney disease and is currently on the waiting list for a transplant, which begs the question, if the top cop can't get a kidney, who can? Right? Jeez. Actually, great story by the local public radio station this week that the homicide clearance rate in Chicago, that's how many murders are solved, for 2016 it came in under 20%. That's 1 in 5 murders are solved. I'm not much of a math guy, but something tells me if the city dedicated more resources to attacking that number, we'd have less overall homicides. Because nothing gives more confidence to a teenage gangbanger than shooting someone and not getting caught, right? And see, if there's no repercussions, they're going to do it again. The plastic bag tax starts on Wednesday. And just so you know, it's more than just plastic bags. Yep, paper bags too. 7 cents every bag. So now it's going to cost money to show up with the bag on your head to watch the Bulls. So that's... All right. In weather, supposed to snow this weekend, but I have a feeling that come next week, we're going to hear Tom Skilling's going to say, January's the mildest month in history. You know that's the case. I feel like this has been the mildest January I've ever lived in. Except for today. It's freezing today. But still, where's the snow? In sports, the Chicago Bulls now officially renamed the squad the Chicago Trainwrecks. I blame social media tirades on Trump's America. But first, Butler and Wade call out teammates to reporters. Then Rajon Rondo delivers way more than 140 characters in response on social media. I mean, I thought Instagram was for pictures, but... And then D-Wade shoots back at Rondo on the old gram, and we got a full-on idiot fest. And after a team meeting today, it's decided that Butler and Wade would be dropped from the starting lineup as punishment tonight. Whose punishment? The fans that paid money to watch the game? Right. Got it. Bulls really stepping up. I mean, the Bulls just became the laughingstock of the NBA. Rondo, Wade, and Butler were supposed to be the new big three. Now, they're just the three blind mice. It's gross. The Northwestern Wildcats, though, hey, we can do that, right? They overcame a terrible half-court shot by Steve Cochran last night. I watched the video live. I was like, hey, oh, jeez. I don't know how you shoot a half-court shot. It just kind of, like, died halfway. You know what, Steve? I bet it was the ball. I bet Tom Brady got they deflated the ball for you. They don't want anyone to meet. It's like the, you know what it's like? It's like the old carnival games. The rim was too small. Anyway, they got a big win last night against Nebraska. The Cats are now 17-4, 6-2 in the Big Ten. They got a serious stretch coming up with games against Indiana, Purdue, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Maryland. Woo! NHL All-Star break has commenced. Good first half for the Hawks, although they tripped up this week, and now they trail the Wild by a couple points. Actually drops them to third in the West, but still, long way to go. The All-Star game is Sunday, and it's all L.A. Hollywood. Kane, Taves, Keith, and Crawford will be there, although there probably should be at least three more Hawks on the roster. And rumor starting to heat up that the Hawks are pursuing a trade for Avalanche center Matt Duchene. Ooh, that'd be nothing short of voodoo magic if they can pull that off with the cap. And finally tonight, former Chicago rapper Chief Keef was arrested today by LA police after he allegedly robbed a producer's home armed with an assault rifle. He hit the producer in the face with an AK-47. The producer, Ramsey the Great, said on Instagram, "This isn't Grand Theft Auto. This is real life." Man, with Chief Keef, I wished it was Grand Theft Auto. Then we could hit the quit button. That's the carryout for January 27, 2017. Hey, we did have a special on guacamole, but you know what? With the whole Mexico thing, we're just going to make guac with bananas instead. Yeah. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Louie Anderson. He's going to be at City Winery on Sunday. And after that, we'll break down the week that was with Nyla Budu and Charlie Meyerson in studio. It's the download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.